1. Begin transmission.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever salutation pertains to you and your time zone. My name is Tobe. It's 1930 UTC, and it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. I am your chairman, so I'm just sitting here watching football in this greatest football week of the year, and I am watching Liverpool absolutely dismantle Bournemouth. Oh, I thought there was going to be another Liverpool goal right there. Oh, this is just a crazy game. There's about, a little over 5 minutes left in the game. And Liverpool is winning 4-0. It's brutal. I'm sitting here drinking tea. A big, fresh new cup of hot tea. It's a little bit too hot, but still, it's really, really good. Hot. Okay, well, I'm sitting here on my futon next to a fluffy lump who's still sleeping because it's still kitty sleeping time. I don't even have on my glasses. Where are my glasses? No wonder I couldn't figure out who's passing the ball to who. Okay, there we go. We got glasses on now. Oh, boy. So, yeah, we're in the 88th minute. Liverpool's got their alternative kit on, which is a white shirt with black shorts. They are away at Bournemouth. Bournemouth has their typical red and black stripes with black shorts with red stripes and black socks with red stripes. And some guys even have red shoes. So that's good. And Liverpool is on the attack again, but not wholeheartedly. They're kind of just stalling for time. And what am I doing? Am I stalling for time? Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, yaga. I'm a little messed up today. That's okay. I'm a little messed up most days. And I love drinking tea. The tea is very good today. Yowza, yowza. But I tell you something, I'm better off than I was yesterday. Yesterday, something was really bothering my guts, and I couldn't figure out what it is. It actually happened the day before, too. And I can't figure out if it's the pies that I've been eating, or if it was those M&Ms that I bought. Which thing is giving my guts trouble? I was thinking about it a lot last night, trying to analyze what was up with my guts, and that was what I finally came up with. At first, I thought it was the pies, then I thought it was the M&Ms. And then I realized, well, it could be either or both. So I've got to try to avoid eating those things today, just to make sure I stay okay. Which means I'm going to have to find something else to eat for lunch. Do I have anything other than pies to eat for lunch around here? I don't remember. Oh, who knows? Maybe I'll have to go to the store today. That could be something to do. I don't know what the weather is like outside. It looks kind of dismal. But I haven't actually checked. Maybe we should flip over to the Weather Channel. Well, not yet anyway. I gotta see how this game ends. Bournemouth, they're still putting up a fight, trying to get an honor goal or a consolation goal, as they are sometimes known. Nobody wants this to end 4-0. Come on, Burnmouth, you can put one up on the board. Oh, but a lot of the faithful Burnmouth fans are leaving. The stadium is clearing out here in the 91st minute. We're about to hit the 92nd minute. And Burnmouth, yeah, they're not even trying to go forward now. They have parked the bus. They are just defending, trying to make sure that this doesn't get worse. Come on, Burnmouth, get one more goal. Get a goal. Nope. And they turn the ball over to Liverpool, who also isn't trying to do much in the way of score any more goals. They are now in stall mode. And so we have a garbage time situation here in a football game, which doesn't happen too often. But on occasion it does, and this is one of those occasions. So la-dee-da, what is going on here? Yeah, Liverpool, they're just kicking it around to themselves in their own half. Do-do-do-do-do. Uh-oh, somebody sees somebody making a break. Are they going to pass it forward? No, they're just going to keep... They're just going to keep passing the ball around. Do-do-do-do-do. We're in the 93rd minute. And we've probably got, about 45 seconds until the referee blows his whistle. Who's refereeing this match? I didn't see. Oh, here's Liverpool on an attack. Oh, they center it up in the box. It goes nowhere. It comes back to the guy who puts it up to no one. Burnmouth clears it out. But do they clear it far enough? No, they don't. Liverpool's back in possession, working their way forward. Couple guys making moves into the area. And no, they're not really, there's a shot on goal. Oh, it's blocked by the goalkeeper. It comes out. The guy gets his head on it, and it goes over the bar. And that's with about 10 seconds left. Time is ticking away. I think we're going to see the whistle. And he said, there it is. And there's the whistle. Jurgen Klopp goes and shakes the hands of all the guys. That was quite the blowout. Oy. Final score, Burnmouth 0, Liverpool 4. Ouch. All right, so now we can start checking stuff. We got Goal Zone coming up next, which I'll probably need to watch. And what else do we have? Oh, I was going to check the Weather Channel real quick to see if we've got any decent weather outside or if it's cold or what. they're not giving me any information. Those bastards. Well, maybe we need to check to see what movies are on today. I'm going to check my movie channel. Channel 84. Good Old Frida is on in about 10 minutes. I've seen it a couple times. I like it. And Flyboys is on tonight. Maybe I'll watch that. Chaplin's on again. Yeah, no, there's not much on. Although, tonight at 11, I've got 4 episodes of Archer that I will probably watch, or at least have on while I'm doing other stuff. And then, of course, just dorky stuff. Dorky, dorky, dorky stuff. What else was I going to look for? Johnny Sacco is on tonight. Well, isn't that special? That'll be something to watch. And then on that other wacky channel, Chrome and Hot Leather. It sounds like a movie that you might want to watch, but no, it's not. And, we got to check Cartoon Network on, but no, the Cartoon Network schedule is all messed up. So we'll just go ahead and skip all that. And, my back is starting to get a little wacky, of course. That's okay. Ooh, ow. Ow, why is it pinching me? All right, so tomorrow I got another game. What game am I watching tomorrow? Oh, yeah, Everton versus Swansea City. So we'll get to see Wayne Rooney play. Wayne Rooney is absolutely my favorite football player. And he's getting sort of towards the end of his career, so I'm trying to catch as many of his performances as possible. I could see Wayne Rooney retiring pretty soon. But I'm loving this tea. Oh, it's so delicious. Yeah. So anyway, this tea is so good. I can barely stand it. I want to drink more and more tea. That's all I want to do. And I think all that hot tea is starting to free up all that gunk up in my sinuses. So my sinuses are starting to feel a little bit better. I can almost breathe clearly. But yeah, anyway, speaking of breathing clearly, I think it's time to go to break so I can watch my football and drink more tea. So we're going to play a little bit of music, and today I know what I'm going to play. This is a Gary Numan song, one of my favorites, called White Boys and Heroes. And I think this is off the I Assassin album. So here you go, Gary Numan, White Boys and Heroes.
Yeah. Dear one serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
My mistake, ma'am.
Well, I should say it is Calpurnia. Mother, your maid is... Oh, hello.
Evening. Sorry to disturb your,
elegant dinner party for the most elegant people in all of New York.
All right. Welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. Our musical selection today was, in fact, White Boys and Heroes by Gary Newman. And my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm walking into my kitchen right now, carrying my cup of tea, because my cup of tea has fallen outside its perfect temperature window. So we're going to open the microwave, put the big old cup of tea in the microwave, and set it for 99 seconds. And there it goes. Heating my tea up. I'm looking out my kitchen window. It looks still. And it looks kind of sunny. Let's get a temperature reading. Which means we got to walk over here to the door. Uh-oh, here comes the cat. Here comes Pippa. Yeah, it says 40 degrees. Hi, Pippa. How, what are you doing? Yeah, you're a good baby, huh? Yes, you're such a good baby. We're not going outside. I'm not opening the door. I'm just checking the temperature. Yeah, I do. No, we don't need to go outside. It's kind of cold outside. It's cold outside. It's too cold for kitties to go outside. Yeah, I'm sorry. We're not going out there. I'm just checking the temperature. Well, what are you thinking? We can't go outside. That's just crazy talk. What's somebody's so yangy? What is it? You're a baby. What's it doing? Yeah, that's such a kitty. So, obviously my cat wants to go outside, or at least wants me to open the door so she can look out the window. Oh, you want some kitty water? Yeah, we gotta get some kitty water for Pippa. Maybe you want some kitty water? Are you thirsty? Somebody's thirsty. Alright, my tea's ready. So we'll take that out. Put that on the counter. And now we gotta get some water for a kitty. So we turn on the water. Get the kitty cup. And fill the kitty cup all the way to the top. Because if it's not completely full, kitties won't know what to do. Yes, here's your kitty water. There it is for you. There's the kitty water for you. Okay, so. Alright, we got the hot tea. We got the cat dealt with. Let's head back on downstairs. Yes. And here we are. Back in the living room. Or the room that I refer to as the living room, at least. And what's on the tube? Well, I've got good old Frida on. Just for no reason. Got it on in the background. And this is a great documentary. If you've never seen it, look for it. It's making the rounds on cable. Ooh, I almost drank the tea. That was a mistake. Put that down. It's too hot. We gotta wait for a second. Yeah, so good old Frida is a documentary about a woman named Frida Kelly, who was the secretary for the Beatles. And she ran the Beatles fan club and all that stuff in their early days, from their beginning until their big explosion of popularity. And so it's kind of cool. You get to see lots of old, you know, Beatles footage and photographs and all kinds of cool behind-the-scenes types of things. And I've seen this a couple of times all the way through. It's pretty tasty. But maybe we should be watching Goal Zone, because after all, this is the dubious Goals Committee. Oh, no, and they're showing highlights from one of yesterday's games, Leicester City versus Crystal Palace. And this was kind of a beatdown for Leicester City. Leicester City's been kind of good lately, but boy, they collapsed under the Crystal Palace pressure, 3-0. Oh, and there's that good goal by Christian Benteke. Benteke, he's been in a slump for Palace for the last few weeks. He got out of his slump yesterday. I think he got carded yesterday, too. Oh, I can't stand it. We got to check the tea. Oh, it's so steamy. Clouds of steam are billowing out of my cup. That means it's hot. Oh, yeah, it's hot all right. Yeah, it's hot, hot, hot. So we'll just put that down, put the lid back on it, and wait a bit for that to cool down. All right, so what else are we doing today? Not a whole heck of a lot of... I still haven't figured out what I'm going to eat for lunch today. Am I going to go to the store? Maybe I will. But the funny thing is I don't even know what I want to eat. If my guts are sensitive and weird, I don't want to eat anything that's going to set me off and make my guts bad the way it has been the last couple days. My guts are okay today. So, I kind of want pizza, but pizza's probably a bad idea. What do I feel like eating? I'm going to have to go to the store, and I'm going to have to get something to eat. What's it going to be? I have no idea. Yeah, okay, so where are we with this tea again? I don't remember. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. It's a little hot, but I think it's right at the top of the temperature window. Oh, yeah, it's so good. Oh, now I gotta figure out exactly how lazy I want to be. I feel like I should be lazy and not do anything. But if I do that, then I know that in 3 hours, I'm going to be so hungry that I'll be making myself sick. So, obviously I need to eat something, and I don't want to eat M&M's or my chicken pot pies today, just to make sure that my guts don't go absolutely yucky crazy. Because, man, my stomach was all weird all day yesterday. It didn't really start to clear up until 11:30 or midnight, and we can't have that. So I'm thinking I need to eat something like a salad or something that's not going to bother me. And unfortunately, I do not have any salad stuff here in the house. Salad? That's a warm weather food. I like to eat salads in the spring, but I'm going to have to eat a salad or something today. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to go to the store. I'm not looking forward to it. Today's Sunday. No, wait. Today's Friday. Today's... I have no idea what day it is. But who cares? Either way, I have a feeling I'm going to have to go to the store. So that's something to not look forward to. Oh, what am I even going to get? Do I want barbecue? No, you know what I kind of want? I kind of want pasta salad, but that's going to be bad for my guts. That's potentially dangerous. Do I feel like eating coleslaw? I kind of feel like eating coleslaw. Maybe I'll get some coleslaw. Do I want chips and salsa? Maybe I should get some salsa and some chips. And I don't know. Maybe I'll just go to the store and walk around. And I don't want any frozen food. I don't want... This is just stupid. I can't figure out what I want to eat. And I have to go to the store. I absolutely have to. So should I actually go there and wander around and see if I can find anything that sounds appealing? Or should I stick to my strategy and think about what I want first and then go there and buy it? That's the best thing to do. That way you're not wasting your time wandering around in the store. And that's what I normally do. But this is one of those very indecisive days. I can't figure out what I want to do. I can't figure out if I even want to go to the store, let alone what I should buy at the store. My brain. It's in turmoil. Maybe if I drink some more tea, I'll feel better. Oh, that's good tea, though. Speaking of which, do I need to buy more tea? No, I've got at least 4 boxes. And it's delicious. I love to drink tea so much. The other day, I actually sort of thought about switching over to Constant Comment. But then at the last minute, I thought, I'll keep drinking my regular black and green Earl Grey, the tea that I love so much. So, I don't know. I guess I don't have a choice. I got to get up some momentum and just go to the store, because you have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC without exception, even on holidays. And that, of course, can be heard on Anon Radio. That's what you're listening to now. But I gotta go. My name's Tobe, and I've gotta go to the store to find something to eat. So wish me luck. Maybe I'll find something. Maybe I won't. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Vacant level recording is talkable.
Hello, this is DJ.